Andrew Wolfie and Stevie Lee for the Lilywhite Hotel Group. Locals looking after locals. Mostly sunny and a top of 27 degrees today. Jack Wilson, of course, you may remember him from Series 1 of Australian Ninja Warrior. Well, it's back on the box this Sunday night.
Here he goes, Jack Wilson.
Come on, Jack.
Taking to the rope jungle. He goes from the side rope. Swings back a little bit. Finds a transition.
He's a bit high, but he's moving.
He's off.
No time to test the tramp. Come on, Jack, you got to get moving.
The
pressure's
basket
on.
Basket toss. Onto the first basket. He hits the second basket. But sadly, he hits the water.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning, Stevie. How are you?
I'm good. Now, it's your second season of Ninja Warrior. What made you go back?
Well, you know, first season, standing on that podium and those lights and that stage and the crowd, it was just a dream come true. And to get that feeling was just electric, you know. And to be out there and perform, I soon found out that's what I love to do. And I wanted to get back onto season two, man, and give it another shot. You know, the job wasn't done, so
unfinished business, really.
That's it.
Now, how have you prepared differently for this year as opposed to last year, so you can get further in the competition?
Well, I found out, you know, it's not just about being fit and, you know, doing as many pull-ups as you can, or, you know, doing as many sit-ups as you can to look good. You actually got to do, you know, the physical work, and it's a challenge, man. You know, all them obstacles, it's a lot of endurance, a lot of strength, a lot of cardiovascular. So it's a variety of sports. So I found that I need to go back and put some numbers on the board and start to compete around Australia in little regional competitions as well. So I've started to enter a lot of these competitions around the state, in WA, some down in Victoria, New South Wales, just to get that competition feel, you know?
You're not only Townsville's favourite, but you're also the nation's favourite. How has this actually changed your life?
Just, you know, going to the shops to do the local grocery shops, having about three or four people pull you up and say, are you that fella from the Ninja Warrior and the Budgie Smugglers?
That's him.
It's sort of, you know, that's a bit of a change for me. People noticing me on the streets and people pointing me out or coming up and getting a photo. You know, I've gone from an average Joe to someone that's a bit of an icon and an image. I'm actually loving it. You know, it's good to find out how much of an impact I've got on people through what I love to do, which is health and well-being. And I want to work on my strengths, and I just want to go all in now and really work on that and share my passion so other people can, you know, pull a belief and, you know, a vision out of that too.
So what advice would you give to other Townsville people who want to audition maybe next year?
I reckon to all the mob in Townsville, especially, you know, the guys that want to get started, that don't know where to start, put them shoes on and just walk out the front door. That's the start, you know. That's our biggest battle right now, is the voices in our head. It's too cold in the morning, or, you know, I'm too slack, or I'm too busy. You know, there's all these excuses, but it's just about getting started. And I believe that it's the inches that count, and every step, you know, we take, it's just one foot in front of the other.
That's summed it up perfectly. That's it, getting up and doing things.
That's right.
That's perfect advice. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jack.
No, thanks, Stevie. I really appreciate it. Anytime.